Charlie Min is a man with a mission to tell the story of Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico. The New Juarez is his third documentary about the city following Murder Capital of the World and 8 Murders a Day. Min said he was impressed by the turnout in Yuma of the opening of 8 Murders a Day. He said that's why he returned. He says Yuma County is fortunate to be far from the violence that has plagued other parts of the U.S.-Mexico border.
And I think it's important to bring it to Yuma County, even though I just said the violence is a lot less here along our borders. But I think people here should be aware of border issues because we're right by the border.
Min says he hopes his films will help the people of Mexico, but he has focused on Juarez as a symbol.
Well, Juarez became the symbol of this tragedy in Mexico. The tragedy really spills to all 31 states, but unfortunately, Juarez became the epicenter and symbol of the tragedy where we've had 12,000 funerals since January of 2008. Unfortunately, Juarez was a victim of their own location, centrally located with a clear passage into the United States, bordering El Paso, Texas. So a war emerged in 2008 when the Juarez and Sinaloa cartels were battling over this territory, this turf space for passageway into the United States. Basically, what we had was billions in cash and weapons flowing into Mexico and the illegal drugs flowing into the United States.
Wednesday, Min told a crowd of Arizona Western College students, "Mexicans die as we get high." He puts the blame for much of the violence in the country on the U.S. appetite for illicit drugs and what he calls greed and apathy from both the United States and Mexican governments.
The war on drugs has been a colossal failure for over 40 years. And that's just one of the failed policies of the United States that's murdering Mexico. NAFTA has murdered Mexico. Plan Merida has murdered Mexico. So much of the violence and murders occurring in Mexico is at the fault of the United States. There's no doubt in my mind. The United States is murdering Mexico. It's about time someone came out and said it.
And that's through drug policy?
Failed policies and the fact that 90% of the weapons that are being used in Mexico's drug war are coming from the United States. The guns are not just killing our country. It's killing Mexico, too.
Min does not shy away from airing his opinions about drug violence or pointing blame to politicians. But he cannot deny that things in Ciudad Juarez have improved dramatically. He says there are 3 factors that contribute to the improvement.
It's gotten better because of 3 major factors. The most popular theory is that the Sinaloa cartel led by Chapo Guzman, who's the biggest drug lord in the world, they finally won the turf battle, which means there's less people to kill. So they wiped out Juarez cartel along with La Linea. So it's a troubling reason why there's less violence now in Juarez because one cartel won the war. But that seems to be the most popular theory on why the violence is down in Juarez. Second reason being the most this is the bravest man in Mexico, Julian Laziola Perez. He's the current police chief in Juarez. He took over about 2 years ago. He came from Tijuana, lowered the murder rate there. He was brought in by Juarez Mayor Hector Murguia to duplicate the same success that he had in Tijuana, which he's done now in Juarez. He's the only person that I'm aware of that's challenged the cartels publicly and is living to tell about it. And then the third reason is that the federal army and the federal police are pretty much out of the city. Those two groups came in through Felipe Calderon's orders, the former president of Mexico, and those two groups literally murdered the city.
Min explores how Juarez has improved its violent reputation in his documentary that he's been taking to several cities across the Southwest. For KAWC, I'm Michelle Faust.